we go. The Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by, well, Steve-O's MIA at the moment. I do kind of know where he's at, though. He sent me a text. I'll have to do this one on my own today, but I'll let you know that he sent me a text literally just a few minutes ago. I am on the plane in Detroit, about to take off to Marquette. Had to run through the airport like OJ to make it. Our flight from Atlanta was delayed in the air because of thunderstorms. It was an hour late. He just got there at 3:10 and made it to the plane as it's getting ready to take off right now. So I'm flying solo, so to speak. And that's okay. We'll just make this short and sweet. I'll have to deal with Steve-O and his whininess about the Brewers. They had a rough weekend, the Brewers did. If you didn't see it, they ended up dropping the series to the lowly Reds. The Reds, who at the time, at the start of the series, were the third worst record in baseball. The Brewers have now moved to 39-51, completely out of any chance, mathematically speaking. I mean, it's such a slim, slim possibility that even if they just go on a red-hot winning streak, that they're going to need a lot of help from other teams losing at this point, too. So, yeah, they lose the series yesterday. They got a great performance from their pitching staff, including starter Zach Davies. I mean, he was dominant. It was 0-0 heading into the ninth inning. And one of the best defensive catchers in baseball, Jonathan Lucroy, ended up giving the Reds the win 1-0 on a walk-off passed ball. Very odd, very bizarre. So, not a good weekend for the Brewers. They start a series after today off. They start a series tomorrow with the Pirates. The Tigers, on the other hand, ended up taking 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. That was huge. They now have a game and a half lead on Kansas City. Still 6.5 back on Cleveland. Didn't get much help from the Twins this weekend. Pretty much mirrored the results of the Tigers. The Tigers are now 48-44. Like I said, 6.5 back from Cleveland. Friday, they got a big win on the shoulders of Mr. Justin Verlander, who, by the way, his fastball averaged 95 on Friday. And he hit 98, which is encouraging to see. I mean, he pitched incredibly well. Saturday, Pelfrey, not so much. He didn't get past the second inning. It was awful. But the good news is Sunday, with the exception of more or less just one inning, and Fulmer only gave up 2 runs, it was a tough and a tight game. It was stressful to watch. But Fulmer looked really good again. But the big hero was Sauta Lamacchia. He had a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Big old home run. Second time ever Salty's had a walk-off home run. They win 4-2 on Sunday in Detroit against Kansas City. A couple little side notes here. Miguel Cabrera is now 0-10 this season with bases loaded. There's no doubt he's hurt. He does not look like himself. And the other little tidbit of news, neither does Victor Martinez right now. He does not look like anything special either, which he usually does. I mean, there were several situations where you had Cabrera and then Martinez back-to-back. And I will take my odds with runners in scoring position. I mean, most of the time, something's going to happen there. Nothing did. It had to be Sauta Lamacchia, who was... And Castellanos had a great game, too, yesterday. Warwick Saupole, relief pitcher for the Tigers, now off the DL as well. I'm not going to really take a break here. I'll just say that we'll call this the second half as we get into the PGA. Appropriately brought to you by or presented by the Marquette Golf Club. Both Heritage and the infamous Gray Walls are in fantastic condition. This summer and spring has been almost perfect for the amount of rain just at the right time, and then it dries out and then it rains again. I mean, it's been pretty darn good, and the course is showing it. Both courses are showing it. Both open to the public along with the clubhouse. Call 225-0721, and don't forget about that fish fry on Friday nights. All right, so the British Open, one heck of a round yesterday. I was flipping back and forth a little bit. I did catch the end of it. Henrik Stenson ends up edging out lefty Phil Mickelson, who was a contender the entire time. He led for a big chunk of the Open this year. Henrik Stenson gets to minus 20 with a 63 yesterday. And Lefty shot a 65. It was a historic final round for the British Open. In fact, Jack Nicklaus himself said that those two outshined his famous 1977 duel in the sun with rival Tom Watson. I mean, that's considered to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever, in Open history. And according to Jack, this was even better. So there you go. Your Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by Big Boy. This second half was presented by the Marquette Golf Club. And hopefully Steve-O makes it back safe and he'll be in the studio tomorrow. And then we're going to get to the news here right now. Don't forget, we got another outdoor report to go to. Stay tuned right here. This is The Outdoor Show.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy's shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your Marquette Big Boy restaurant.
Hey golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Membership starts at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.